1,400 hours.
Unity, this is Lunar 1. Stand by for transmission.
The overhead speaker sparked to life. It had been nearly 6 months since the last voice transmission from Lunar 1. During the last 6 months, the crew of Unity had been resting in stasis awaiting their arrival on the outer belt. There are five of us. Cantor, Michael, a mission specialist from Waco, Texas. Sanchez, Carolina, our ship's doc, a scrappy, no-bullshit woman from a small village in northern Mexico. Murphy, Mary, co-pilot and geologist, a Harvard grad with humble beginnings in South Boston. Then there is me, captain of the Unity. My name is Quarter, Francis Xavier Quarter. I prefer Frank or Quarter, but never Francis. The Unity is an Aurora-class deep space research platform, or DSRP. She was built in orbit around the moon at Lunar Works 7, a gigantic hovering space dock so large even an amateur with a low-powered telescope can catch a glimpse of it from Earth as the Goliath lumbers in orbit around the moon. The Unity is able to sustain up to 6 crew members, 50 tons of fuel, and research equipment for prolonged stretches in space. This mission would last a little over 5 years. We would be the first to explore the Outer Belt, a constellation of stars that had been discovered accidentally during an experiment with warp field navigation. I'm a pilot, and I don't really understand all the science behind warp navigation, but essentially, some egghead figured out that we can go great distances in a short amount of time via anomalies in warp fields that open travel portals that we can duck into and voila, pop out on the other side in another world. The distance from Earth to the Outer Belt is very difficult to fathom. Our navigational computer, Human Assist Navigational Computer, or HANCOM, explains the distance in the best terms. HANCOM says it's like traveling to and from Pluto 6 times in the time it takes to reach Mars. Basically, a long fucking way. HANCOM is more than a navigational aid. HANCOM controls the ship during crew stasis and rack hours. Without HANCOM, we would be popsicles in space for eternity. HANCOM wakes up the crew, keeps constant telemetry readings from Lunar 1 on the other side, and maintains fuel consumption at a thrifty 40 microdelts per day.
Unity, this is Lunar 1. You are go for burn in 10 minutes. Confirm?
HANCOM sparks to life with a chime and replies,
Lunar 1, this is Unity. Confirm, burn in 10 minutes. Activating manual override. Captain Quarter, the helm is yours.
With a chime, HANCOM becomes silent and I punch in the burn coordinates. The helm of the Unity is an efficient bubble located below the belly of the ship. The captain's couch and the co-pilot couch hover and rotate 360 degrees in any direction to provide maximum visibility. There are 2 people in the bubble at any time, and there is never just 1 person in the bubble alone. The captain and the co-pilot work in tandem when driving this ship. 99% of the time the flying is left to HANCOM, but I prefer to manually control burns, especially when it involves maneuvering Unity. While she's awkward in appearance, almost like a tortoise laying on its back, she's highly maneuverable and very fast.
Captain, I'm prepared for systems check.
Mary Murphy slid into the co-pilot's couch like a leopard. Murph, let's tick off the list. Consumption.
40 microdelts right on the money. Check.
Starboard thrusters.
Check. Powered to 50%.
Port thrusters.
Check. Powered to 50%.
Front and aft thrusters.
Check.
Telemetry fixed with Lunar 1?
100%.
Calculate thrust corridor.
Calculating. 45 degrees right. Declination 3.
Burn rate?
Engines 1 through 4, 20 seconds, 1/3 power.
HANCOM.
At your service.
Time to burn?
T-minus 4 minutes, 35 seconds.
Murphy, crew to stations.
Sir.
Mary Murphy presses the crew comm switch on her headset.
Attention all crew to stations and strapped into couches. T-minus 4 minutes, 15 seconds until burn.
Murphy's the best co-pilot I've ever worked with. She's an excellent second in command, almost too good, but she keeps me on my feet. Her knowledge of navigation, thermodynamics, and down-and-dirty piloting was first rate. The overhead speakers chime.
Sanchez on station, go burn. Cantor on station, y'all are go for burn. Crew, this is Quarter. This is a short burn, 20 seconds. But as with everything on this mission, we've never been to these coordinates before, so stay on your couches until I give you the all clear. We may have to do some fancy maneuvering.
I mentioned the maneuvering part because, deep down, I hoped I'd be gripping and ripping on the controls.
Captain, this is Cantor. I'm raising the four deflectors.
Roger. Hancomb, time to burn?
T-minus 2 minutes, exactly.
The outer skin of the Unity was hinged and opened up like a ladybug shell. During burns, it was protocol to open the deflectors to full to protect the ship from errant asteroids or any other objects that at high speed could spell doom for the Unity.
Captain, deflectors full and ready to go.
Cantor calls back in his Texas drawl.
T-minus 60 seconds to burn.
Hancomb chimes in. Murph, stand by on the thrusters. I'll handle engine burn from here. Confirm coordinates.
45 degrees right, declination 3, 20-second burn, engines 1 through 4, 1/3 power. Roger.
Stand by for burn.